America, I'm going in a different direction with you today. Today, I'm going to give you some important information because we're having the wrong conversation. We're having a conversation about race when we should be having a conversation about Marxism. So I want to show you how this has been put together. And this week, I'm going to show you how it's coming together financially as well. There are millions of dollars behind this movement. And if we don't act now, we don't save our country. So I'll tell you a few things that I think you really need to do right now, coming up on today's program.
Fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America, and welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. I've been doing some research over the weekend. Some research that, quite frankly, has terrified me and has put me in a mode of you must be informed on these things, and you must have some action steps to take. So today, I want to begin with some action steps after a little bit of history. We're going to do relative recent history from about 30 years ago, and then I'm going to take you back to about 100 years ago next hour. But I'm also going to take you to where you need to be right now. This is a show that if you believe in the Constitution, you believe in the free market, this is a show you cannot miss. We begin in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, I never designed or built a complicated catapult to protect my home. I just find it easier to own, store, and use a gun myself. Now, let me give you a similar situation here. Why in the world would you want a home security system that could neither understand nor that you couldn't understand nor operate? This is what happens sometimes with home security systems. It's over-designed, and they're not simple. And then they have the contracts to go along with it, which makes it even harder. Have a system that is user-friendly, affordable, and will protect you and your family easily. SimpliSafe, designed to be easy to use, but also incredibly effective at protecting your whole home 24/7. You can order online with a click of the button. You can open the box. You can place the sensors. You can plug it in. Boom. Now you are protected around the clock. No technician or salesperson is necessary, and you don't have to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign some two-year contract. 50 cents a day is all you need for the protection that you need. It's SimpliSafeBeck.com. Get a free HD security camera. Boy, I highly recommend that you have a security system on your home in the coming days. SimpliSafeBeck.com. SimpliSafeBeck.com. So I want to tell you about a guy who everybody thought was Thomas David Schumann, but he really wasn't. His name was Alexandrovich Bezmenov. I'm so good with names. I practically speak every language. He's a guy that was a Soviet journalist for RIA, but was also an informant with the PGU and also KGB. He defected in the 80s to Canada. He was assigned to a station in India, and he actually grew to love the people of India and the free market. And then he began to resent the KGB stationed repression of intellectuals who dissented from the Moscow policies. And so he decided to defect. What he meant by that was he went in under direction of the Central Committee, the Communist Central Committee in Moscow. And what he had to do was convince people to start writing things from the Soviet perspective. Then he and his team members would also go in and look for those people in the government that would be sympathizers. And anyone who they couldn't turn, they would use their power in the media in India to be able to smear them and destroy them. Does any of this sound familiar? They would spread disinformation. And they would make it so you wouldn't be able to know. Let me give you his exact quote. Exposure to true information wouldn't matter anymore. A person who is demoralized, which I'll explain in a minute, is unable to assess true information. The facts tell him nothing. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents and pictures, he will still refuse to believe it. That's the tragedy of the situation of demoralization. So when he defected, he came out and he did an interview. And he did an interview to try to tell the West, you need to wake up. You have no idea. The interview was done up in Canada with G. Edward Griffin. And in it, he explained the methods that are used by the KGB, and it is for a gradual subversion of the political system of the United States. Now, we couldn't see this in the 1980s. We thought this was nonsense in the 1980s. But I ask you to look at this 20-year plan and realize we're 19 years away from September 11th. And you tell me this plan hasn't happened and is happening right now. I want you to listen to pieces of this interview. It's in three parts. And I want you to listen to what he is saying, what the KGB and what Marxists do to destroy a country. Listen.
Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is a slow process, active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages.
Okay, stop.
The first one being
Stop. Let me just make sure you understand. What he's talking about is ideological demoralization to get you to a point to where you can't defend your country, your position, your family. Remember, on Black Lives Matter's website, they talk about one of their goals is the destruction of the nuclear family. I'm sorry. I will never stand with Black Lives Matter. I will never say that Black Lives Matter. I will never say, well, they're good people in Black Lives Matter. If you have read the website, you know that that is for the destruction of the family, of our nation, of the Constitution, of the free market system. It's evil. It is evil. And I swore off the word evil, you know, in the last 10 years, I've tried not to use the word evil to describe things. But this movement, this Marxist movement, is evil. Now, how many of us have tried to sit down with our family members or our children or our older children, and we've tried to talk about the things that are going on, and we find it hard to defend anything because their answers are so circular, and you have a hard time explaining and a hard time defending because they've taken all of those things away. They've taken, you can't point to a good example anymore because everything has been destroyed. So everything, you're demoralized. Are you not? Okay, he says there's four steps. Here's step one.
Demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the 20. Minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior. In other words, the process of demoralization is complete and irreversible. To get rid society of these people, you need another 20 or 15 years to educate a new generation of patriotically minded and common sense people who would be acting in favor and in the interests of the United States society.
Stop for a second. So it takes 15 to 20 years to be able to do this. The more time that goes by, the better, because the more generations you have. Now, he said there's going to be people who disagree, and he'll talk about their liquidation in a minute, but there will be people that won't go along with it. You need at least 15 years to re-educate the next generation. That's where I want to focus, because he said here's the only thing you can do is re-educate the younger generation. You're going to be left with the generations that you guys have missed, and that's what they're counting on. But everything I felt and I warned you about in 2008 to 2012, it's all here. It's all here. The players that we pointed out, the way it was going to happen, the chalkboard on the riots of the left and the Marxist and the Islamicists and the anarchist all coordinating, working together with the Democratic Party. They're all working together, and I will prove it to you on Wednesday night. So keep this in mind. The one thing that we have to do is we have to have 15 years. Well, many of us really started to teach our children the right things during the Tea Party, but I don't know if that's enough. We need to really focus on our families. All right, pick it up.
The psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, obviously they will revolt. They will be very unhappy, frustrated people. And the Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people. They will join the links of dissenters, dissidents. Unlike in present United States, there will be no place for dissent in future Marxist-Leninist America. You can get popular for being dissident, for criticizing your Pentagon. In future, these people will be simply squashed like cockroaches. Nobody is going to pay them nothing for their beautiful, noble ideas of equality. This
no
they
one
don't
is
understand,
going to
and,
pay them anything.
It will
anything.
Be the greatest shock for them, of course. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. Then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. So basically America is stuck with demoralization, and unless, even if you start right now, here, this minute, you start educating new generation of Americans, it will still take you 15 to 20 years to turn the tide of ideological perception of reality back to normalcy and patriotism.
So that we've already done, but there are more steps left. Have we done those? We continue in just a minute. Protecting your data from people who would love nothing more than to steal it is one of the highest orders in today's digital world. Think of it this time. Every time you go to a public Wi-Fi, even if it's password protected, it's the equivalent of flinging the contents of your wallet into a big crowd and saying, come and get it. Cybercrime is on the rise, and Norton 360 helps you stay more private and secure in today's connected world by keeping those prying eyes out. When you get Norton 360, you're getting real-time protection against existing and emergent threats to your information. With a VPN operating on bank-grade encryption, a password manager that easily, securely creates and stores and manages passwords, and a whole lot more, Norton 360 is your key to better cybersecurity and peace of mind. Nobody can prevent all cybercrime, but Norton 360 is a powerful ally for your cyber safety. Get up to 50% off your first year with an annual subscription at norton.com/back. That's Norton.com/back for up to 50% off. 10 seconds, station ID. This is the Glenn Beck Program. All right, step one, demoralization. To destroy our history, to get you to a place to where you can't even defend it. To make sure that our kids are educated in Marxist philosophy. And then what's the next step? Here's part two.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation. This time, what matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis.
6 weeks.
And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not, create false illusions that the situation is under control. Situation is not under control. Situation is disgustingly out of control. Most of the American politicians, media, and educational system trains another generation of people who think they are living at a peacetime. False. The United States is in a state of war, undeclared total war, against the basic principles and the foundations of this system. If you are not scared by now, nothing can scare you.
So what did he just say? The first thing you have to do is take the underpinnings so people can't defend things. Right now, are you having a hard time defending things? Are you having a hard time defending the fact that America is not a racist place? Are you getting into discussions with people you thought were normal, in the same boat with you? And when they start to say, yeah, but I'm with Black Lives Matter because, you know, we really are a racist country. Wait, what? And what does that mean? And how do you define that? And have we gotten better? What is the problem right now? And there are so many people that are dipping their toe into this. Do you realize that Black Lives Matter, this is a Marxist revolutionary group. A Marxist revolutionary group. It surpasses the approval rating of the president, of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, Congress, any administration, the press. It is only less popular than the military. It has a 68% approval rating. It is a Marxist organization. And this is going to be mocked and ridiculed. It doesn't matter. The truth has to be spoken. Now, he gets to his last place. So far, everything is happening that he said would come. It's here. What's next?
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Give you the third part of the plan here in a second. First, let me tell you about Honey. You're one of those people who don't like to save money. You should disregard this. Almost everybody shops online right now, especially in the last few months. If you like to save money, the things you purchase online, but you don't have, you know, 23 hours a day to search for the right coupons and best deals and promotionals and all that. Now you don't have to. All you have to do is download the Honey app. It's free, easy to use, and it's not mining your data to sell to online retailers. It's going to find the best money-saving deals out there. Honey works on nearly every online store, including Walmart, DoorDash, Home Depot, Lululemon, Macy's, a whole lot more. Honey has found people like you and saved them over $2 billion. Honey, it is free to use and installs in just seconds. Save money now. Get Honey today. Just go to joinhoney.com/Beck. That's joinhoney.com/Beck. And join Honey now. joinhoney.com/Beck.
If you want to find those clips and listen back to them, the podcast is every single day. The show is free at anywhere you get your podcasts. Subscribe now.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. We're so glad that you have joined us today. We've been playing some audio, if you just joined us, from a former Soviet KGB officer that defected from the USSR to Canada. And in the 80s, he talked about how Russia and the Marxist-Leninist revolution was going to happen in America. We've put it together in three parts, and it's pretty stunning. The first thing is demoralization, which happens in our schools, and you've got to get our schools and the media to demoralize people and to tear apart and teach incorrect history so it would fall in favor of the Marxist-Leninist kind of propaganda and feelings. And he says, you know, we've been doing that for decades here now, and it takes 20 years to get a country to confuse it so much that it can no longer defend itself. None of the answers work anymore because they don't know what truth is. And he said there comes a time when there even truth, even documented proof, doesn't matter anymore. Pat's joining us. Pat, I think we're done with the step one.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, even documented proof. And he said, you got to have the media involved in it. Then he said the next step is to create chaos. And there's two steps. One is destabilization of the economy, of all foreign relations. Well, that's happened. We're done with that one. Mm-hmm. Destabilize our economy. Coronavirus. And then he said, then you create chaos. And he said it only takes about 6 weeks to really put a country in chaos if it's well coordinated. Well, I think we're pretty much there, but they're waiting, in my opinion, they're waiting until the election. And that's when real chaos is going to happen. John Kerry came out today and said, if Trump wins, there'll be a civil war. That's remarkable in seeing that he is saying that those who don't want Trump would be the ones causing the civil war, because that's what he was railing about with the Tea Party, that we wanted civil war. None of us wanted civil war under Barack Obama. None of us. We wanted people to be held responsible for their actions. The same things people say they're protesting for today. I want accountability. You do something wrong, you're held accountable for it. So now we are in a period where they are looking to cause chaos and to further destroy our history. Our history, I'm going to get into it next hour. Our history is gone. Mount Vernon came out this weekend and said, if we destroy the statues of George Washington, if we destroy his image, there is no such thing as American history anymore. You lose George Washington, you lose the country. And that's what they're after. And by the way, military vets, I want to talk to you after the top of the hour. So now he says, after all those things, he says, here's step three. Here's the third part. Listen.
What actually happens now, that unlike myself, you have literally several years to live on unless the United States wake up. The time bomb is ticking. With every second, the disaster is coming closer and closer. This is it. This is the last country of freedom and possibility.
Okay, so what do we do? What is your recommendation to the American people?
Well, the immediate thing that comes to my mind is, of course, there must be a very strong national effort to educate people in the spirit of real patriotism, number one. Number two, to explain them the real danger of socialist, communist, whatever, welfare state, big brother government. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger of that development, nothing ever can help the United States. You may kiss goodbye to your freedom, all this freedom will vanish, evaporating in 5 seconds, including your precious lives. At least part of the United States population is convinced that the danger is real. They have to force their government. And I'm not talking about sending letters, signing petitions, and all this beautiful, noble activity. I'm talking about forcing United States government to stop aiding communism from destroying whatever is left of the free world. Two very simplistic answers. or solutions, but nevertheless, they are the only solutions. Educate yourself. Understand what's going on around you. You are not living at the time of peace. You are in a state of war. I know it sounds unpleasant. I know Americans don't like to listen to things which are unpleasant. It's a question of survival of this system. And you have precious little time to save yourself.
We don't like to listen to things that are unpleasant. Is that true or what?
That's true.
Man, that's true.
That's true. But if we don't listen to these warnings and act right now, remember, this is 1983 when he's saying you have literally several years that you can live like this. But once it happens, it's going to happen quickly. And it's happening. It's happening, and it's happening quickly. So what do we do? Well, we've got to pay attention and first forget about the outside world. Your own children need to understand what is happening. Your own children need to get into the boat and make sure that they are not in any of these Marxist boats. And it's going to be extraordinarily difficult, because they're going to want to argue the truth that don't you want everybody to be fair? Don't you want to be? Yes, I do. But just like I said, the homosexual movement was not about gay marriage. I have no problem. I'm a libertarian. You want to get married? Great, get married. Don't force my church to marry you, and I won't force you to get married or not get married. Just whatever. You want to get married by a tree? Get married by a tree. It's wonderful. But I don't have to marry you. My church doesn't have to marry you. Well, that's not what it was about. And we had this conversation. Love always wins. Yes, it does. But sometimes reason is needed as well. And reason would say, look into the groups and what they're actually pushing. All of this stuff that has been going on with this radical sexualization of our children comes from the same group that said love always wins. Well, those are two separate topics. And just like I said, that's not their intent. That might be your intent, but that's not their intent. Their intent is to use that because they know they get you. What you need to do is make sure that you look into what they are actually saying. And I'm sorry, you don't ever stand with a Marxist communist. You don't. You don't further their cause with them. You can further your cause, but not their cause. If we don't start having these conversations and we don't start really understanding what is happening to our country right now, we are going to lose it. But I have had great, great trust in this audience, that this audience will save the Republic. And it may only save it in a remnant, but it will save the Republic. And it's on your shoulders. And voices like mine, like Stu, like Pat, all of these voices, they are going to go away. They are going to go away. You are going to have to be the leader in your community at some point. Look what they are doing to our country. Look at what they have done to our country in the last 6 months. We have put so many people into bankruptcy. We have closed the nation. They have taught us to be sheep. They yell at us when we want our freedoms, and they accuse us of being revolutionaries. And when actual revolutionaries show up, they don't do anything about it. And now all the corporations are taking our history away. Did you hear Aunt Jemima's, great-grandson is really pissed? You took my family's history. That was my great-grandmother. She was a slave. She became free. That was my great-grandmother. Now you've taken my family history away. Damn right.
Wow.
Yes, they have. And they're going to continue to do it.
I think it's really important to separate, because so many young adults are completely, they're all in on Black Lives Matter, which you pretty well outlined how what a Marxist group that is. And they don't understand that because they haven't gone to the website. And even if they go to the website, they're not going to understand what they're saying there. They just don't pay enough attention. But you have to separate, I think, the concept of Black Lives Mattering, which to everybody they do. Yes, nobody argues with that, do they? Does anybody say, no, Black Lives don't matter? I've never heard it. So, but if you can separate that principle from the group, I think that's a win.
And that is a win.
We have to separate the principle from the group, because the group is, like you said, evil. The principle is correct. The group is evil.
You as a parent cannot separate these things alone if you're not educated on it. If you haven't done your homework, you will lose your children to this movement. It is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It is popular. You mm-hmm. are the dumb parent that doesn't know anything. You really need to work with God, with your spouse, and do everything you can to educate yourself first. These are going to be extraordinarily tough questions to answer, but it'll make you and your family better, because only tough questions, honest questions, are the ones that make a difference. And you have to get your kids to agree to a dialogue. It's not going to be a one night thing. It's got to be a dialogue. I think even my own children at times roll their eyes at me. I'm telling you, with everything in me, we have very short period of time. We have until possibly the election. I mean, when John Kerry says, there's going to be a revolution, he knows, he means it. There's going to be a revolution. And we also have to stop this hemorrhaging of our police and this hemorrhaging of our statues and our history. Do you see they now put a safety box around the Churchill statue in London while they decide what needs to be done? If you lose Winston Churchill, you lose all modern English history. You can't lose Winston Churchill. And they're trying.
Yeah, well, the same thing's happening here with the George Washington statues. I mean, if you lose George Washington, you lose the indispensable man. That's unbelievable.
Can you think of a better way to fight back against racism than getting rid of the guy from history that took out, Adolf Hitler and opposed him with Churchill? It's like mm-hmm. the guy, this is the same thing happened with Ulysses S. Grant. They're taking down his statues now. Yeah. Like what a white supremacist would do.
But he's, right? But he's
a
white.
White supremacist group would go take down the Ulysses S. Grant statues. It doesn't make any sense anymore. I don't even think they're trying to understand. It's just destruction and mayhem and chaos. And it points back to, as you point out, Glenn, the website, right? Like, these are the things that they're talking about, and it's left exclusively to conservative media to tell you that there is a website and that there is mm-hmm. a group with a plan. No, there is at no point do you even hear the media say, look, most people don't agree with these things, but the group does say some pretty crazy out there Marxist stuff. They don't even acknowledge that much, mm-mm. which would still be, questionable and at least a debating
because
point.
Because they're wholly... They're in toe, leg, body, up to their eyeballs in it.
Yep.
They are fully immersed in this being the narrative and this winning. And it will mean the destruction of the United States of America. And we need to make sure that we are, if you want to save the country, the worst thing you can do is to create violence. They want it. They need it. And you will be. Did you see what NPR did with? Did you see what NPR did with the people that were killed in Kentucky, or the people that were run over by a car? They blamed it on white wing
extremists.
Extremists.
Mm-hmm. They're using their cars as weapons.
Yeah, it's not true. It's not true. And we can prove it with the video. But that doesn't care. But we'll come back to that here in just a minute. I've got a hard network break. Have to tell you quickly about realestateagentsitrust.com. Look, if you're looking to sell or buy a house, now is the time to do it. And you need a great agent to help you. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com. You're going to partner yourself with a competitive winning machine, a team of people who are going to see it through to the end for you. They care. They're the best, in our opinion, in your area. And I urge you to do your own homework. Go interview other people, but make sure you interview, as a free service to you, the ones that we will send you at realestateagentsitrust.com. Find the best real estate agent. realestateagentsitrust.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Hello, America, and welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. I have concrete steps for you to take to be able to help save our nation from this Marxist takeover. And we'll give those to you here in just a few minutes. Please don't miss a second of today's show. It is vital that you hear the information we want to share with you today. And on Wednesday, we're going to share the information on who actually is behind all the funding of this. Yeah, the usual suspects, sure. But there's much, much more to this expose Wednesday night,
this
Glenn TV.
Is the Glenn Beck Program.
You've heard the expression, it's like taking candy from a baby. In other words, it's really, really easy. I mean, unless you've actually tried to take candy from a baby, which some of us might have. Anyway, sadly, that's how hackers see stealing personal information in today's connected world, because through public Wi-Fi, cyber criminals can steal the information you're sending when you're connected. And it's true even if it's a home Wi-Fi and password protected. Plus, cyber criminals can use malware to hack into your devices or turn your PC webcam on without you even knowing it. It is actually like taking candy from a baby. Unless you have Norton 360. It has a no-log VPN with bank-grade encryption, real-time device security, and a PC safe cam to block webcam takeovers. It's multiple layers of protection. Private and safe. Now, nobody can prevent all cybercrime, but it is easy to go to Norton.com/Beck and get Norton 360 for up to 50% off your first year. It's Norton.com/Beck. Save up to 50%. Hey, everybody knows PayPal, but did you know that they were teaming up with Honey to save you money? Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Just add Honey to your computer and shop on all of your favorite sites like normal. When it comes to checkout, just click the little apply coupons button when it pops up. A few seconds later, Honey scans the database for all the working coupons on the web and watch your price drop. Honey works on nearly every online store: Walmart, DoorDash, Home Depot, Lululemon, Macy's. Honey has found over $2 billion in savings. That's why they have over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It is free to use and installs in just a couple of seconds. Get money for free by joining Honey. Joinhoney.com/Beck. That's joinhoney.com/Beck. I want to talk to you about our sponsor. I first have to tell you that I just got a note. That we have the stepmom of the arrested Atlanta police officer who was fired. And this, I believe, will be her first national interview. And she's very upset. She'll be joining us in about an hour from now. First, let me tell you about our spotlight sponsor. It's American Financing. American Financing can help you save a buttload of money, but it's going to take you about 10 minutes to find out if you can. Do you have a interest rate over 4%? Do you have high credit cards? If you have high interest credit cards, you can fold them into your mortgage. If you have a mortgage over 4%, you're paying too much. Right now, what you need to do is call AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net at 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net. Go there now and save a buttload of money.
15 seconds.
Is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. Today is a great day to have you listen and really have you follow the show. If you are not part of this Marxist revolution, and that's exactly what it is, a Marxist revolution, then you need to listen today because we have some things that I think you can do. But I hesitate to share anything and any ideas with the mass because there are a lot of people that are doing all kinds of things to create chaos. And anything that causes more chaos is danger and will kill the Republic. Anyone who is looking for violence will kill the Republic because that's what they want. And I'll give you a couple examples of that. I'm going to show you also some other things. I'm going to ask vets to consider doing something and you in your family to do something beginning today. We'll talk about it in 60 seconds.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
LifeLock. Data breaches, they happen all the time. People hear about it and they're like, ah, well, it's not me. You know, there was over 460 million records exposed in data breaches in the month of May alone. Probably is you. It probably is you. Here's the thing. Every business that reports a data breach, there's some unknown number of other businesses that are not claiming the data breach. And that's probably because of the fear of losing customers. This is why, hands down, you should trust LifeLock to help you protect your data from prying eyes. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, and not only will they alert you, but if you become a victim, a dedicated restoration specialist will help work to fix it. It's LifeLock. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can see the threats that you might miss on your own. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code Beck. Call 800-LIFELOCK, 800-LIFELOCK, or LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Beck to save 25% off at 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. So the American Museum of Natural History will remove the statue of Theodore Roosevelt from its entrance after years of objections that it symbolizes colonial expansion and racial discrimination. That's according to Bill de Blasio. Of course, Bill de Blasio is happy for the city to comply to get rid of Theodore Roosevelt's statue. This is now the Museum of Natural History, who I believe Theodore Roosevelt's dad was on the board of and helped fund it. Theodore Roosevelt, a guy I don't like. The guy was a progressive, started the Progressive Party. This is a progressive hero. They're now taking him down. I don't like Theodore Roosevelt, but I don't want his statue gone. And if you're going to remove it there, well, you better start chiseling the face of Mount Rushmore, because he's on that too. We cannot get rid of our history. Good and bad, it must stand. You are robbing people of the opportunity to explain how nuanced people are. They're not all good. They're not all bad. If you read history on Winston Churchill from the Indian point of view, you'll hate him. He was a monster. If you read it from the Western point of view, he was amazing. So which was he? Both. Both. We all are. Ulysses S. Grant and Francis Scott Key statues were pulled down. Ulysses S. Grant, he's the guy who led the army that stopped the Confederacy. He's the guy that led the slaves to freedom. He's the guy that stopped the KKK when he was president. He went after them like nobody. He crushed the Klan. He presided over the ratification of the 15th Amendment. How is this guy bad? You know how he's bad? He once had slaves. No, he had a slave, and he didn't have it. It was, believe it or not, the slave was a wedding present. He got rid of him as soon as he could. Set him free. What do you mean he owned slaves? He was given, because of his marriage, a slave. He hated it. Why is he suddenly a slave owner? Holy cow. All right. So they're pulling down our statues. You know a couple of statues that aren't being pulled down? Here's a statue in Seattle. It's a bronze statue of the communist revolutionary known as Lenin. It came from the Czech Republic as they tore down these statues because they didn't want these communist dictators everywhere. So it was purchased by somebody in Seattle and eventually was just put into the Fremont District. And so it's on a corner of a street in the Fremont District of Seattle. They're leaving that one up. By the way, the Marxists have unveiled in Germany, in their little chop or chaz, they've just unveiled a new Lenin statue as well. Okay, but remember, this has nothing to do with changing our history and going towards Marxism. Has nothing to do with that at all. At all. George Washington's Mount Vernon has come out with a warning because they tore down the statue of George Washington in Portland. Without George Washington, there would be no United States. There would be no Constitution, which allows the freedom of speech, assembly, and protest, as well as the separation of church and state. And without Washington, we would not have a civilian-led military. If we fail to honor George Washington because we only understand him as a slave owner, we're done. Did you hear about the guy in Miami? Vandal used red spray paint to outline the Russian communist symbol of the hammer and the sickle over a plaque on a controversial statue of Juan Ponce de Leon, downtown Miami. Jose Armas. He saw it. He saw the hammer and the sickle, and he saw the red paint all over the statue. He's a U.S. citizen. He went and he showed up in the park. He brought a ladder and cleaning supplies. Last Monday, he was up on the ladder and he was cleaning all of that up. He said he doesn't mind protests, but he minds the color red and the hammer and sickle because he lived through it. He knows what it is. I want to speak to those people who have come from oppression, who have come from Poland, have come from East Germany, have come from behind the Iron Curtain, who know what this is, who have seen it in their own countries, who have lived under Marxist utopias. Your country, your new country, needs you more than ever, because we just don't get it. We need you more than ever. We need you to stand up. Those of you from Venezuela, you need to stand up. You need to gather together. And you need to march to wake American people up. You don't need to march to stop Black Lives Matter. You need to march to wake the American people up. Because we don't get it, and we don't think this could ever happen here. I do. I know exactly what's happening here. And I know we have probably until the election to be able to save our nation. We need you to stand up. You probably know what that means. It means if they win, you're on a list. I want veterans to stand up. But I only want veterans who have control of themselves. I want some veteran groups to stand up that will just take the beating. And I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Because you have the kind of honor and integrity that many of our police officers do when they just have people yelling at them. We need those veterans to stand up from all wars and stand up and surround these monuments in our areas. They cannot be taken down. If we lose Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, Theodore Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, if we lose these people, we're done. I don't like Robert E. Lee, but we can't lose our history. And that's all they care about. They say these are offensive and they're oppressive. I've never been oppressed by a statue of anyone. I lived in Seattle. Oh, you know what? I think of the statue of Lenin in Seattle. I think it's stupid. Doesn't impress me. It makes me look at all the people around and go, boy, these people are dumb as a box of rocks, huh? It doesn't impress me. You know, there's a story. If you look in the news overseas, you're going to find a story of war veterans protecting a memorial as BLM protesters take over this whole town. Well, it's up in Scotland. It's in Southport Town, at Southport Town Hall. And there was Black Lives Matter coming into town, and the vets were afraid that the memorials and the statues would be defaced and destroyed. So they got up, and they just surrounded, wearing, you know, the colors, whatever it is that they could wear, their caps, T-shirts that show what infantry or what, you know, what regiment they were in. And they stood there peacefully. Now, the London press is saying that these veterans are radical right wing groups. They're going to call you all kinds of names. They are doing this country a great disservice, and they know it. By marking everyone who is standing up for BLM a just peaceful, wonderful flower child, that we're just going to have a summer of love. And those who stand up and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, this isn't right, as right-wing extremist. Well, if believing in this is standing up for the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and asking for actual justice over social justice, asking for our police, our military, and our leaders in Washington to follow the Constitution and act accordingly. If that's what makes me a right-wing extremist, well, then so be it. You have gone so far left, you can't even see the right anymore. You can't even see the middle. Did you see what NPR reported this weekend? Vehicle attacks rise as extremists target protesters, from NPR. Apparently, in Virginia, Charlottesville, terrorism researchers say right-wing extremism is turning cars into weapons in response to ongoing protests against police misconduct. Oh my gosh, really? Holy cow, that's horrible. Well, here's what happened. A car in Louisville, Kentucky, went and just was speeding through and hit a protester. And this is honestly right wing for you. Except when you actually look at the whole videotape, not the edited tape that NPR did not make a mistake with. It was purposely edited. You're missing the part where the protesters have surrounded the car of this woman. They are yelling and screaming at her, pounding on the window. Then one of them reaches into the car, grabs her hair, and somebody pulls a gun because they're telling her to get out of the car. Would you get out of the car? Because I wouldn't get out of the car. She stepped on the gas to get away from them, and she didn't see the people that were also protesting that were walking across the street, and all of a sudden, she hit somebody. That's not a right-wing extremist trying to kill these protesters. That's somebody who's panicked because there is no law. We must not take the law in our own hands, but we must stand up for the truth. More on what you can do in 60 seconds. Most of the time, the pain we live with, especially as we get older, is just inflammation of the joints. It's just problems that, you know, are normal and natural. But sometimes the pain gets really overwhelming. Whichever pain you have, I'll tell you, the one that has worked for me is Relief Factor. I have taken all kinds of medication, and I hate it. I just hate it. I hate anything that masks the pain, because it's not doing anything. It's just masking the pain, and what you're doing is you don't care anymore. Well, I don't want to live my life not caring. So we started taking Relief Factor. My wife, actually, when I say we, she was the one who's like, you're going to take your Relief Factor. All right. So I start taking Relief Factor, and my pain went away in about 3 weeks. And it's not entirely gone. It's just livable now. I mean, it was excruciating. It's livable. It's Relief Factor. Get your life back. Try it. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It's ReliefFactor.com. 10 seconds. Station ID. If you missed last hour's broadcast, please go to the podcast and get it. I really want you to hear the podcast today. It is really important. The first hour, I shared with you a defector from the Soviet Union who said, here's how the Marxist revolution will happen in America. And it is happening exactly as he said. One of the things he said, the only hope Americans have is that they educate their kids about Marxism and the American history. And it's all being taken from us. So I'm going to post this today, but I want you to get these books and share them with your kids now. This is urgent. The 5,000-year leap. If you have it already, read it again. It is the best explanation about of how the American system works that I've ever read. It's the 5,000-year leap. Get it. Another book, The Seven Miracles That Saved America, Ted and Chris Stewart. The Jefferson Bible, The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. It's what Jefferson put together. It's just the morals of Jesus. That you should have as your companion and read those words every day, because that's the way we save our country. That's the way Martin Luther King and Gandhi did it. David Barton's Founder's Bible. Another one. If you have somebody in your life who doesn't think this is happening, look for the parallels. Defying Hitler by Sebastian Hoffner. It was written in 1939, but it was published in 2000, and it is extraordinary, the parallels. Ordinary Men. This is the true story of the Reserve Police Battalion 101 of the German Order Police. Essential that you read that. American History in Black and White. You can find that online. Really good. David Barton, American History in Black and White. The American Heritage Series DVDs and workbooks. Miracles and Massacres, one of mine. Let's see here. The Road to Serfdom. The Real George Washington. The Real Thomas Jefferson. You can also sign up for Mercury One's leadership training program online. This is currently for, I think, 17 years to 24 years old, but we have an announcement coming soon on that. This is a chance for your students, your kids, or you to be able to actually review the actual first draft documents of American history and learn truly who we are firsthand. You go to mercuryone.org and sign up for that right now.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I have a few more things that I'd like to talk to you about. Hey, I just got these new earbuds, Raycon. Have you heard of Raycon earbuds still?
No, I haven't.
In fact, I have them right here. Oh, they're really good. In fact, I got them the other day and my son was like, "Ah, Raycons. Boy, those are cool. You're wearing them?" Yeah, I know. I know I hurt the cool factor, but here's the thing. I lose earpods all the time. My AirPods, and they are ungodly expensive. So expensive. Thank you for being one with the people, Apple. And everything if you ever try to buy cheap earpods, they always suck. And I don't like the AirPods because they hurt my ears and they don't really fit in and everything else. These wireless earbuds or earpods are fantastic. They come with different sizes. They fit. They're comfortable. The fidelity is really, really great. It's Raycon, the Raycon wireless earbuds. You will love them, and they're sweatproof, so you can work out with them. Get 15% off your order now at raycon.com/Beck. Buy raycon.com/Beck.
I'm sure that you make good use of those at the gym. I can't wait to see you try them out. Back in a second with more.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. I want to talk to you about, I was going to share some deeper history with you today, but I think I'm going to save that until tomorrow. And I want to just talk about hope for a second. If you're reading the headlines today and you know what you're looking for, you could be a little overwhelmed. You'd be a little overwhelmed. The UN is now saying that Antifa should not be declared a terrorist organization. We have, the mentally ill girl from the whitest country on the planet, Greta, now telling the United Nations that it's time to act. And so I'm glad we have her on board with this. You have all kinds of things going on that are very, very well financed. And I was going to get into it next hour, but we have a late arriving guest. We have the mother of the, or the, sorry, the stepmother of the police officer that was fired from her job at a bank. And they say it's because she was causing real trouble. She says no, it was other people that had a problem with her because of her stepson being this awful murderer in Atlanta. He is not a murderer. This is obscene what's going on. But we'll talk to her coming up next hour. But let me just touch on a couple of things for you. If you were in the Tea Party, you know that we had no money. We had no money. We couldn't get anybody to donate. It was all coming in fives and $10, right? We didn't have $1 million. We didn't have $1 million between all of us, let alone, you know, millions of dollars on one Tea Party group. Well, I read this story last week, and it talks about how the Tea Party has spent millions of dollars on travel and consultants just in the last 2 years. Millions of dollars, $1.6 million on consulting and $2.1 on personnel cost for travel. $2.1 million on travel? Where are you going? Who's paying for that? How is this Marxist group getting all of this money? Well, we started looking into it, and no one will tell you the truth, but we will on Wednesday. And I have to tell you, there are some things I'm just going to keep behind the paywall, because only those with eyes and ears need to see it. Those who really understand. I'm not just going to throw this stuff out to be savaged by the wolves. And yes, I know that the Soros people and everybody else have, you know, subscriptions to the Blaze. Good. Then pay for it. But if you want to know who is funding this, if you want to know, yeah, and yes, Soros is involved, but he's not the big deal here. He's not the big deal. But we have looked through the records and we have lots of questions, because if somebody is giving to this organization, they're probably a good-hearted person that wants to make sure that, you know, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Maybe somebody's, you know, business was burned down, or maybe there was, you know, they want to just give to black businesses or whatever. Is that money going there? No. No. And I'll show you the details coming up on Wednesday. I want you to know that as pressing as this is, and I've never felt more urgency, and I've never seen clearer the things that I saw back prior to 2012, and when we were doing chalkboards every single day, and I was showing you what was coming, I'm telling you, this is it. This is all of it. This is it. And I don't know how it ends, but I do know how it ends if you don't do certain things. And that is educate your children on what Marxism and communism is. Get the big Black Book of Communism. That'll help. Educate them on what this is. Do not engage in vitriolic acid spewing online, because it's not going to help. You need to take care of your family first. Get them prepared. I have a thing on glenbeck.com, how to survive the Marxist revolution. That is just the beginning. I would suggest, I mean, I just went out a few weeks ago and I bought tools for the barn so I can make anything that I want. I bought a bunch of tools for the barn. I'm not a tool guy, but I think that's going to be important that you can repair and build things yourselves. Start to save all scrap. Start to live like the Great Depression people lived. Save, reuse, save every part of everything you can. Educate, educate, educate. On Friday, I had about 400 people here at the ranch. And they were rehearsing and then shooting some stuff for a special. Somebody called me Friday and said, Glenn, what's the special? What is the name of this thing on July 2nd? I said, didn't have a name. Well, that's stupid. But the only name I can come up with, and I don't want to name it that, but I think it has to be that name because that's what it is. Restoring Hope. It is real hope. Real hope comes from when you actually know the truth. And when you know what you're dealing with, good and bad. And this is, I mean, we had these people out and, I mean, there were times that I think all of us were crying. I mean, it was so beautiful and so hopeful. And we are going to be in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We're going to be in Gettysburg at Federal Hall in New York City. And here at the ranch is where I'm going to be tying it all together. And we have some amazing things we're going to share with you. On history and then actual action steps on what you need to do. But we need to decide, and this is the theme of this broadcast on July 2nd, is this the end of the American story? Is this the end of the American experiment that was started in 1776? Or is this just the end of one chapter and there's a new sunrise coming tomorrow? Because we all feel the darkness. We feel it. Well, not all of us, apparently. But those who are in touch, they feel it. They know it. So are you going to now give up? Are you going to give in and just kneel? Are you going to fight, which I think is the wrong solution? Or are you going to stand and stand in knowledge of what you know is true? You are being called, I believe, by the highest of powers. And I'm not calling you. I have nothing to do with that. You have to decide where you stand. And this nation needs to make a covenant and then needs to put action steps behind it. I go back to the story of the merit badge, George Washington. It's our purple heart, but it was actually called the badge of merit. And it was just for regular people. And the idea was, we're fighting an epic battle. They were farmers that were fighting like all SEAL teams of all time. There's not a chance. And Washington knew it. And he said, unless we're focused on God, unless we're people of merit and we live our lives to be good and gracious and kind, if we're in for blood, if we're in for treasure, if we're in for anything else, we're going to lose. And I believe that's why we won. And it's time for you to be called in again. But you can't be a sunshine patriot. Remember, everybody on July 4th was in the boat. Everybody loved the idea of declaring independence. But by the time Christmas came around and we were actually in war, it was There are very few patriots left because it's easier to stay quiet and sit down. It's not right, but I understand it. So I would invite you to join me on July 2nd at 8 p.m. from the Standing Rock Ranch. It will be on blazetv.com. It will be on my YouTube page. It will be on my Facebook page, assuming that they leave it up, and Blaze TV. I think I'm just going to have to officially declare it Restoring Hope. July 2nd, 8 p.m. Don't miss it. When it comes to the gold standard in grilling action, there's a new sheriff in town. Rectech Grills. They have revolutionized the very concept of grilling, at least for me. I don't like to grill. I'm not good at it. I always burn everything and overcook. I can't believe how much the Rectech Grill allows me to not burn things. I mean, it's really amazing. It has smart technology and temperature sensors that work together to make sure that you get evenly heated, perfectly cooked meals. It is really great. And what's even better is this is the last grill I think you're ever going to want to buy. Not only is it help you cook better, it also is built out of solid, heavy stainless steel. It's built like a tank. And you can pretty much cook whatever you want. I mean, we've been cooking tofu. I mean, the kids had like tofu bacon. Yes. They say it was good, but some of the vegan food is good as long as it's on the grill. Follow Rectech Grills on all of the social media platforms and sign up for their newsletter now. Visit RectechGrills.com. That's R-E-C-T-E-C Grills.com. Rectech Grills with an S. .com/Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Let me go to Adam in Kentucky. Hello, Adam. What's happening in Kentucky?
Oh, not much. Just dealing with protests around here. I heard you talking about the incident with the driver that ran through the protesters here in Louisville earlier today, so I thought I'd call in and tell you that the local news is actually telling the truth. A young lady was stuck in her car, got stopped by about 10 or 12 protesters, had her window down. People were screaming at her, punching her. Someone ripped one of her dreadlocks out of her head. That's when she punched the gas and ran over one of the protesters. And she stopped probably 20, 30 feet away from him. I guess freaked out because she hit somebody. Well, another fellow walks nonchalantly up to the car and brandishes a handgun to her. So she takes off again. So all that night after watching that happen live, we didn't know what was going on. The young lady turned herself in to the police the next morning. She is not being charged. And they have two of the protesters charged, one with aggravated assault for ripping her dreadlock out, and the other one for brandishing a handgun in some sort of assault charge. So if they're saying right wing anything did this, that's a total horse fucky.
Yeah, well, that's the national news, and that's what NPR reported, was that it's a right-wing protester that went in and was just trying to mow people down. And I saw the video. There's no way you can take that away from just watching the video. Our local stations, our local radio stations, our local television stations are probably, depending on what city you're living in, probably the best source for the truth. Because you are not getting it from the national networks at all. Let me go to Ray in South Carolina. Hello, Ray.
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm good, sir.
Well, what I'm trying to do is reunite all these Tea Party people that we had back in 2006, 2007. And we want to call this group the Guardians of Liberty. Our mission statement is we want to preserve the Constitution of the United States and preserve the history of the United States. We are not a racist group. We don't want racist people in our group. If any racist or white supremacist people would infiltrate our group, they'll be asked to leave. We got to do this peaceful, but we've got to stand up for our rights. What we're seeing right now is Barack Obama's transforming of America. We're seeing it right today.
We are, Ray. Thank you very much for your phone call. I would love to see the 9-12 projects reconstituted as well. We need people. And, you know, when we were in Birmingham, everybody said, why are you having everybody sign the Martin Luther King oath of nonviolence? And I said, well, because it's coming. Yeah, but it's not here. No, it's not. But it will. This is the time. This is the time. This is why I asked you to sign that and to learn that and to live those principles. We need
this
warriors of peace.
Program.
So you're on edge all day and you sleep poorly at night. If that's your new normal, you'd be wise to try CBD. You've heard the potential health benefits of CBD. They've been all over the media. Very impressive. CBD is the powerful extract from cannabis, but it's legal. There's no high, and you do not need a prescription. You got to try CBDistillery.com. But does it work? Well, in one survey, 90% of customers reported they sleep better with CBD. 90%. And 80% said CBD helps with discomfort after physical activity. Look, if better sleep and less discomfort sounds good to you, try CBD. It's the safe and natural alternative. Learn why over 250,000 customers trust CBDistillery.com. Order now and save 20%. 20% off at CBDistillery.com/stew. Go there now. CBDistillery.com/stew. That's CBDistillery.com/stew. Not available in Idaho, Nebraska, and Washington, D.C. Order now and save 20%. Go there now. CBDistillery.com/stew.
So what's the number one sign of a bad home security system? A home security system that is so complicated that you never use it. That is exactly the type of security system that SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against. They believe that simpler is safer. And it's exactly why SimpliSafe is the home security for right now. When feeling safe at home has never been more important, SimpliSafe is there. SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7. You can order online with a click of a button. Nobody's coming to your house. You open a box, place the sensors up, plug it in, and your home is protected around the clock. No technician, no salespeople. They don't disrupt your life. And you don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a two-year contract. This is why SimpliSafe was named best overall home security of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report. Head to SimpliSafeBeck.com. And get a free HD camera just because you listen to my show at simplysafebeck.com.
I'm also very well versed in theories about Marxism. We'll get into those here in just a minute. I'm also fairly well versed in the idea of not losing all of the equity that in your home. Now, if you want to get rid of private property rights, that's a totally different story. Maybe you'll be really excited about that. And you'll be like, hey, one way to get rid of my private property is to let someone steal my home online. I mean, that's nice. That's a nice, easy way. I wouldn't recommend it, though. As a trained Marxist, I would not recommend that. Make sure you stop criminals from finding your home title online. And, you know, look, they're going to probably be able to find it if they really want to. Will they try to file the fraudulent documents and claim that they own it and then try to take out loans against your equity? Well, it's happening to thousands of people around the country. It's one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So go to Home Title Lock to make sure this does not happen to you. First, you can register your home, make sure you're already not already victimized by this. But after that, you got to make sure that you are signed up to protect yourself going forward. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. It's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. The code is back for 1 month of free protection.
About to hear is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America, and welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. I heard a story from Tucker Carlson last week. He reported that the stepmother that is the stepmother of the Atlanta police officer that was caught up in the shooting was fired from her job. I couldn't believe that. And so we started doing some investigation, found out that it was true. And we are fortunate enough to have Melissa Rolfe on with us. This is the stepmother of the guy being charged with murder now of Rayshard Brooks. If you haven't seen the video of the shooting, you need to, because this is not a Minneapolis situation. She has been fired, and there's controversy obviously over that as well. I want you to hear it from her. Melissa Rolfe, next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, she was fired. You know, she was fired from a, I think a title or mortgage company, I think. And I hope that mortgage company pays for this for a very, very long time. Cowards, absolute cowards. If you are looking for a mortgage, one that, you know, doesn't mind standing with you, may I suggest American Financing at AmericanFinancing.net. Call them at 800-906-2440. It's 800-906-2440. Now, you could be saving hundreds of dollars a month, maybe even $1,000, if you're paying over 4% on your mortgage, and or if you have high percentage debts that can be consolidated. For instance, you're paying, you know, 15-21% for your credit cards. A refi might be the best thing that you could do. Call, make a 10-minute phone call to AmericanFinancing.net at 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440, AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Melissa Rolfe, the stepmother of the Atlanta police officer now charged with murder. I cannot imagine what it is like to be a parent of this man today. Melissa, how are you?
We're doing okay, as well as can be expected. We're standing together, so we're hanging in there.
I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. Can you tell me, first of all, how is he doing? How's Garrett doing? What is the reaction from, you know, anybody with any kind of sanity? What is this looking like?
Well, Garrett is in the best spirits he can be in. But as far as Garrett's case go, I would just ask you to please call his attorneys and ask them, you know, if you have any questions about Garrett. But as far as him personally, he's holding up. He's strong. And so he's, like I said, considering the circumstances, he's doing well.
It must be hard when your city is not supporting and you have a DA that is under investigation for multiple corruption charges, who is just using this to get himself reelected, and you have the Bureau of Investigation for Atlanta or for Georgia. They haven't even filed their report yet. They were shocked when they found out that this charge was being made by the DA.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me? Go ahead.
I'm going to say, go ahead. Everything you're saying is true. So we were all very shocked as well.
All right, so let's take you back to Thursday morning. Thursday morning, you had to turn your son over to the authorities. Tell me what that was like.
It was heartbreaking. We were all, you know, obviously devastated. So that was the plan for the day. And it just complete devastation for our family is what that was.
And then you got a 56-second phone call from your supervisor at work.
Correct. Correct.
When was that, and what did they say?
That was early afternoon. We were coming back home, and I had missed a phone call, and I was returning it. And up until that point, I had had full support of my company. So I had no, you know, reason not to call him back. And when I called, he answered, said hello. And he said, how are you doing? My direct supervisor, how are you doing? I said, well, I've had better days, but we're okay right now. And he said, well, I just want to let you know we're terminating our relationship with you. And I said, why? What happened? And he said, I can't tell you any further.
I can't tell you any further.
Nothing any further.
Okay, so wait a minute. You are a human resources director at Equity
Correct.
Prime Mortgage, right?
Correct.
So are you the boss of the human resources department?
Yes.
As the director? Have you ever had that happen before? Had you ever said, I can't tell you why I'm firing you to somebody at your place?
No, I had not. And never before anywhere have I ever just told someone, we're firing you, goodbye.
And so what did you say when they said, well, we can't tell you?
I just said, well, I knew he wasn't going to tell me any further. So at that point I just said, well, what about my belongings in my office? And he said, well, you can come pick them up. We'll leave them downstairs with security, or we can ship them to you. I said, well, please just ship them to me. I don't really want to be in Atlanta right now. So that was it. And then 56 seconds and he hung up.
And then how did you find out that they were saying that it was, you were creating a hostile work environment?
I was notified that they had put a statement on their company website is how I was notified. It's there now. If you pull up the company website, everything's been taken down except this extremely hurtful statement about me that's on there. It's embarrassing and it's hurtful and it's just false. I'm not aware of anything I've done to this company. Except, you know, I was, like I said, up until they fired me, it was my belief that I had their full support. So this has just been, it's a false statement that I've done anything, but it's so hurtful.
So, I mean, you're in charge of HR, and, you and I both know that unless you did something grievous that was a fireable offense, creating a hostile work environment would be something that you would usually sit somebody down and say, hey, what's going on? You've been a good employee. Then this is happening. What's happening in your life? What's going on? And you don't fire somebody and they're surprised by a charge like that. Do they? Do you?
Not typically. I know Georgia is an at-will state. Right to work state.
Right.
I get that, but typically you can't fire someone for an illegal reason. But they haven't told me anything. I have no knowledge of anything that I've done. And since when I left work on Friday the 12th, everything was great. And I haven't been back to the office yet, so I'm not sure what I did to create a hostile work environment. They won't tell me anything.
Is it possible that your hostile work environment was caused just by your presence because of your son?
That is a possibility. That is a possibility. But again, I can't confirm or deny. They just haven't told me anything. So, I mean, it's just kind of strange timing. But, you know, it goes along with all of this with Garrett. But, you know, like I said, right now it's just this horrible statement is on their website about me, and it's false. It's just completely false.
So, Melissa, what do you want from them, or what do you think should happen?
Well, honestly, I haven't really gotten that far yet. I'm still trying to take it all in. We've had, you know, so much going on this past week that I don't want this focus taken away from Garrett, but I don't want this focus taken away from this movement that we're trying to continue with the law enforcement across this nation. This is their chance, and to, you know, to, for this movement that's going on now, and I want to see that continue. So I don't, as bad as it is, what's happened to me, I don't want it to take that focus away from what's so much more important right now. And that's our son, but it's this nation right now.
How come you haven't been? Most people would be silent. They would learn their lesson. Their son is facing jail time. You've lost your job. You know, it's happening all over the country where people are losing their jobs because they did or didn't say one thing in particular. Why weren't you scared into silence?
I wasn't scared into silence because that's not what's right. It's time that we stood up and stood up against what we believe is wrong. And the war that's on the police officers right now is wrong. And we have to stand up. And if it costs me a job to fight for my son, then so be it. But, you know, as a mama, I'm going to fight for my children. That's just the way it is, and I believe most people feel the same way I do.
Your son ever been accused of being a racist? I mean, more than what everybody, because they're white, has been accused of. Now, has your son ever been accused of being a racist or had any of these problems in the past?
Not that I've ever heard. Garrett is a wonderful young man. He's so kind-hearted. He's extremely intelligent. He's the kind that, you know, no matter what you need, he's there for you. He's just a wonderful person, and he just loves everybody. So not that I've ever heard.
So, Melissa, when you look at the police, I can't imagine why they're still on the job. I really can't. When you look at what's happening to the police in Atlanta and everywhere in the nation, there are bad police officers, but the majority of them are good. Just like there are bad doctors, majority of them are good. When you see what is going on and you see how they're being treated in Atlanta, would you tell your son to go back to work if he was clear to this?
That's a tough one. That's a tough question. My heart would tell me no. I don't want him to go back into a line of work like that, but he loves it. He loves the job. As most police officers that we've talked to, they love the job, you know, and so if he chose to go back into it, we would definitely support him if that's what he wanted to do. But again, my heart would tell me, try to talk him out of it.
The employer that you have, Equity Prime Mortgage, has 23 fundamentals that they say that they operate on. And when they rebranded recently, they put these fundamentals out. Were they really drumming these fundamentals in your head at the place?
Absolutely. They're on all their social media sites, and we're expected to live by them. And
all right, so let me just give you some of them. Practice blameless problem solving. Do you think they did that?
No. I think they failed miserably on all 23 counts.
Yeah, do the right thing always. Honor commitments. Speak with courage. Show sincere appreciation. Listen generously. Share the best information. Choose positivity. Be proud of our appearance, show you care, get the details right. Always be evolving. Oh, that's an interesting one. And demonstrate empathy. Have they empathized with you?
They started to for the first few days, and then who knows what happened, but no. Like I said, when they got tested on those fundamentals, they caved and failed.
And how is your relationship with the rest of the community? What kind of feedback are you getting from them?
Are you guys safe? Yes. We the support has been absolutely incredible. We've heard from people all over the world showing support. And we've heard from Australia, Egypt, Scotland, Russia, as of this morning. We've heard from all over the world, people just wanting to offer prayers and thoughts of, you know, for what's going on. And not just with the situation in Atlanta, but for our country. So, you know, it's just been overwhelming and so wonderful that it's humbling, really, is what it is, to see how many people came out in support of law enforcement.
Do you have enough money for really good attorneys, and how are you faring on all of this? Now you've lost your job, your son needs the best attorneys. How are you guys faring on this?
Well, the defense fund for Garrett has grown. You know, just people have been so wonderful to donate, and that's what's important. I'm not worried about myself. I will figure out something somewhere. I'll get a job. That's not even important right now. This has got to be, it's just so much bigger than me. I'm just not worried about myself right now. So, but Garrett's defense fund is secured. And, so we're just thankful that so many people were willing to reach out and so many people are sending cards and letters and just want to say, you know, we're thinking of you, we're praying for you. And that means so much to Garrett as well.
So the defense is being done by Georgia Law Enforcement Organization. You can find out how you can get involved at georgialeo.org, georgialeo.org. That is where he is being defended, and you can find more on the story. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, Melissa. I appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck. Gosh, when I said that, I just kind of felt like, and may the odds forever be in your favor. Holy cow, are we in a different world? We are just in an amazing different world. All right, our sponsor is Rough Greens. Rough Greens. My dog is so active and so great. Tanya and I were out, Friday. And we were at the fence and we were just kind of screwing around and, you know, watching the cows and everything else. And Uno comes running up and we have high grass and he is jumping over this grass like it's snow. And, you know, it was 79 degrees, I think. And he's a German shepherd. He shouldn't be in 79 degree weather and be happy. He is a different dog, and it's because we started feeding him Rough Greens. Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com/Beck. Rough Greens is something that you put with your dog's food. Especially if they're eating kibble food, that stuff is dead. It doesn't have any probiotics, anything that is natural that needs to be alive in their food. Your dog needs the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, omega oils. The list goes on and on and on. I brought it to my vet and said, hey, should I feed this to Uno? She said, yes, please. It's really good for your dog. Give your dog Rough Greens. Try the 14-day jumpstart bag today for $14.95 and see the difference in your dog in 14 days or less. I saw it almost immediately. Go to roughgreens.com/Beck. That's roughgreens.com/Beck. Or call 833-GLEN-33. 833-GLEN-33, roughgreens.com/Beck. 10-second station ID. So last week, you may have seen the news that revealed when you donate to Black Lives Matter, it actually takes you to Act Blue. This is the left's favorite donation monopoly. We learned that if donated money to Black Lives Matter goes unclaimed, Act Blue disperses the money however they want. So we began to follow the trail of Black Lives Matter and Act Blue. What we found was very suspicious. There are real concerns about transparency and what happens to the money, you know, that the well-meaning people are donating, not the Soroses of the world. We realize this story is much deeper than Act Blue, and I'll show you all of it Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss it. The collective policy in established media and big tech right now is basically this. BLM and other progressive causes that support them are untouchable. You're not allowed to say anything about them at all that is negative, or you're going to be called a conspiracy theorist and everything else. You saw what happened to our friends at The Federalist and their threats from Google. Just because not of anything they published, but because people were discussing it, and some people apparently offended those people at Google. Well, I'm not responsible for the people that are commenting on my website. I mean, is Google demonetizing Facebook for what its people say? Or how about Jack? Is he being demonetized over at Twitter for what people say on Twitter? No. So why are we? The special is going to be on Blaze TV only. BlazeTV.com, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Let me tell you about Goldline. Goldline is awesome. Right now, I was thinking about buying even more gold. You know, I've told you I will stop buying gold, and I will tell you when I stop buying gold, when, and it's easy to see, when the earth starts to spin back the other direction, when the earth and people on it start to make sense. Things are getting worse and worse and worse, and I believe that the dollar is going to be a thing of the past. I don't know when, but the U.S. dollar is not going to be the world's reserve currency, and that will be the final nail in our coffin, and that could happen soon. I don't think it will, but it could. And when that happens, you better not have your money in cash. Gold is where the world always runs back to, but I don't know. It's insanity. Go to, right now, Goldline. They're offering a free presidential medal just to receive an education about how precious metals can protect you. Go right now, 866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-GOLDLINE.
And go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn for $10 off your subscription. Get all the episodes of the Glenn Beck Program.
The author of 1619 said, and I'm quoting, "It would be an honor if America's burning, rioters burning police stations and restaurants coast to coast were named after my work." Well, I think that's all you need to know about 1619, isn't it? 1619, by the way, is the thing that is in all of our schools. All of our schools. It has been roundly rejected by many historians. This is the center of teaching our children that America was a racist country. It is not. A week from Wednesday, I'm doing a full expose on 1619 and the lies of 1619. Then we're going to show you the truth about the pilgrims in 1619 and the difference between the two. Because we've already had this national debate. This is what people did in 1850. They started saying that the slave trade was the poison of America. No. It might have been the poison of the South, but it was not the poison of all America. And we'll get into that in a week from Wednesday. Stu, I want to ask you now, please don't crucify me for this, but Brett Favre, he's been a good guy, right? He's been a normal all-American kind of Hall of Famer, perhaps.
Wow.
That has done a lot of good stuff, right?
I'm impressed you've even been able to pronounce his name. Of course.
Yes. Well, yes.
He, Hall
I was
of Fame
a little nervous.
Quarterback, of course, for the Green Bay, Minnesota, and the Jets he played. A very, very good player. He had some issues during his playing career that don't necessarily need to be revisited, but there were some...
Oh, I'd like to hear them.
There were some photos. There were some relatively famous internet photos that made their way around. Perhaps...
with him and another man, another woman, a sheep, a dog.
Again, these are alleged claims, of course. The allegation was that he may have sent some of these photos of himself to a female reporter at the time.
Okay.
And I'm sure everything worked out well.
High school stupid. Yeah, high school stupid.
But he was not known as a bad guy, per se. He had some issues.
In case you haven't heard, because I asked you this morning if you had heard the comments and you said no, and I find them bone chilling I heard this last night and I thought to myself, there will be no heroes left. There will be no American heroes left. Listen to what Brett Favre said.
Is it finally time for a team to get Colin Kaepernick back on the field?
Well, I think from a football sense, I can't imagine him being that far out of shape or that far out of touch with football that he doesn't deserve a shot. I thought he was a guy.
Stu. Now, I know nothing about football, but I do know just from hanging out with you and Pat that I might be better at football than Colin Kaepernick. There was a time in his career where he was good, and it's not in the last 2 years of his career, and certainly not now.
It's unclear to really say that there was a time where he was good. He was on a great team and played, okay for a couple of years when he was new in the league. He then fell off a cliff and was a complete and utter disaster, the worst quarterback in the NFL for a couple of years. He did not have the arc of a successful player. He came out, had some good games early on in his career, had a good run with a great team, and then fell off the cliff. Would you put him in? For example, I think he finished 38th of 39 when it comes to various metrics. We went over him on the show a couple weeks ago. And the guy behind him never played in the league again after the season that he had. Now, Colin Kaepernick did play in the year for league for another year after that. Then the five people above him are all out of the league too. Some of them for injuries, but for various reasons, but they're all out of the league, including a guy who finished four slots ahead of him was Johnny Manziel, who is a guy who has been, and no one's saying that he deserves another chance in the league. They all threw him out because he had his set of issues. But I mean, his gameplay was not exactly praised either. He was a bad NFL quarterback. Bad. He does not deserve to be on the roster due to his playing ability. Someone will likely give him a shot because of stuff like this. When Brett Favre comes out and says, oh, he's this great hero and he should be back in the league. Well, some team is going to look at their future and say, look, we've got nothing going on this year. We're going to win four games. Why not throw this guy out there? We'll get the good press. They'll get the adoration of everybody in the media and all the left-wing people. And why not? What's it going to do to hurt you when you're not a good team anyway? And that probably will happen. He does not deserve it, though. Does not.
Okay, so does the average football fan, are they on board with this? I mean, I'm trying to it seems as though the NFL has completely changed. They're not courting their fans anymore. Or have the NFL fans changed? Are they willing to hear this kind of nonsense about him?
Well, I think there's a huge part of the NFL that would support this. I mean, you look at the players are generally supportive of Kaepernick. I mean, there's, it's just like the rest of the country, right? There's a split between people who think this is a good idea and this is not. I mean, Colin Kaepernick's expertise is not in throwing the ball, it's in extortion. And so he's done that multiple times right. to the NFL, and he continues to do it today, in my opinion. But I would say that there's plenty of people who watch the NFL who are liberal, right? And they like Colin Kaepernick because of that. The league itself, I think, got a bad rap for a lot of this, because if you look at what happened, you know, people were like, I'm going to boycott the league. Well, what do you have? Maybe 5 to 10% of the league took a knee at the peak. It was not a widespread phenomenon, with the exception of one week after Trump talked about it and it became a 50-50 mm-hmm. political issue. It was never something people, mm-hmm. you know, generally speaking, the fans don't support that stuff. And the players didn't support it. The players stopped doing it after that, largely. And the NFL, for all the beating that it took, has a guy, Colin Kaepernick, who has not been in the league in multiple years. I mean, he's making a lot of noise about the NFL, but what he's done to the NFL is sue it multiple times. He has extorted right. millions of dollars out of the NFL, in my opinion. And so I don't know now why all of a sudden they're at that point where they're just today starting to fold to him over and over again.
Yeah, and not just fold to him, make him a hero. Listen to the rest of this interview.
Miami player, when he was playing at in his prime, and he's still young and hasn't been hit in several years. So there's no reason to think that he's lost that much of a step. But when he was in his prime, I mean, I was as much, if I were a defense coordinator, I was as much afraid of his feet than anything. And he could throw well enough that he could beat you in that regards too. So I think he's still a very dangerous player. It's just a matter of where his head is.
Do you look at Colin Kaepernick, you know, people look at him and it's like a Jackie Robinson or a Muhammad Ali. Is Colin Kaepernick someone that belongs in Canton someday for what he did? Obviously, he led a team to a Super Bowl, but also for all he's done.
Hall of Fame, right?
I suppose that he's helped his cause tremendously, and is deserving of much praise and respect, because it's not easy for a guy his age, black or white, Hispanic, whatever, to stop something that you've always dreamed of doing.
He didn't stop
and put it on hold, maybe forever.
Yeah,
for something that you believe in. You know, I can only think of right off the top of my head, Pat Tillman's another guy who did something, you know, similar. and we regard him as a hero. So I assume that hero status will be stamped with Kaepernick as well.
Oh my gosh.
I will say, watching video as opposed to reading it, you can tell he's just looking for a way out of this. It's not like a closely held belief, I would say.
I think it was I think it's a closely held belief as of Thursday, probably.
Yeah, maybe. I would say when it was asked, first of all, he did not give up his career. He lost his job multiple times to people who were considered busts in the NFL because he's terrible at playing quarterback. That's how his career went away. It did not go away. This is revisionist history. He lost his job before he took a knee. Before. No one seems to know this. He lost his job before he took a knee. Before it. Oh, it's so frustrating. But beyond that, you look at this and his analysis of the situation, Glenn, would you disagree with it? Of course he's going to be held up as a hero till the end of time. He will. He will be, because this media has made him into a hero already.
I would be disappointed if I were, you know, a sports figure, which, imagine. Not enough time in the day. If I were a sports figure and I were in the Hall of Fame, I would be really upset that a guy who wasn't that good got into the Hall of Fame because of his social work.
Oh, gosh.
Then go into the social work Hall of Fame, not the football Hall of Fame. That's for people who have accomplished something on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they have other people? I mean, you know, Pat Tillman. He did that. I don't remember hearing anybody talking about a special Hall of Fame award for him. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's a Hall of Fame for your record.
Yeah, I just, you're right. Like, it's supposed to be a and sometimes these places, these organizations make statements. It happens sometimes. But he obviously does not belong in the Hall of Fame. He does not belong in the league. The guy, you know, there's this idea that he was this victim of oppression and he's given up all of these things. The man had all sorts of breaks in his career thrust upon him that I can't think of anyone else who's ever received them. Glenn, he got his job. He got his job because a former number one overall pick got a concussion. That's how he got the job. He got the job because someone got hit on the head really hard and got a concussion while he was leading the league in completion percentage and having his best year. You don't have guys that come into the league as number one picks and start off slow like Alex Smith did and then started improving and having his best season on record and then pull the job out from under him two-thirds of the way through the season because he gets a concussion. That I can't think of one example in the history of the NFL where that's occurred. I can't literally cannot think of one. The only one you could think of maybe is Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady, who is, by the way, the greatest. You know, Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time. So, I mean, it would be a little bit different. And it's still the situation was not like this one. There is no equivalent of how he got the job. He held the job after playing horribly for multiple years in a row and was awarded with a gigantic contract. He was given by the NFL a tryout that no other player has ever received, and he didn't even bother to show up to it. It is a complete mistelling of history to say this guy is anything other than a terrible quarterback who doesn't even know the facts about the story he's famous for.
All right. Thank you very much, Stu. I will tell you, this is why I've been saying for a while, have a diary, because everything that Stu just said is should we lose this fight, all of these heroes are going to be erased and all of these bogus heroes are going to be held up. Let me tell you about Patriot Mobile. Some people wake up in the morning and look out their window, not merely to see what opportunity awaits, but also see what opportunity they might have to help someone else. And that people like that work at Patriot Mobile. While everyone else out there, particularly on the left, seem to be trying to make your life harder, Patriot Mobile is trying to make it easier. Not only are they offering customizable family plans starting at $25, but they're also donating a portion of their profits, not to leftist causes like Big Mobile, but to conservative causes that you believe in. Get the same reliable nationwide service and support, a community that shares your values, supports our Constitution, and puts people before profits. Switch is really easy. You can keep your phone number if you'd like. You can bring your, you know, new phone if you want, or you can buy a new one and get a new number. But right now, when you join Patriot Mobile's freedom-loving family, Americans will get a free activation and free gift with their offer code back. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile, 972-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/back. That's patriotmobile.com/back.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
You know what's so amazing to me is, well, first of all, John Roberts. I mean, what a waste of skin that guy is. We should have known. Well, we did. Should have known the minute it was like, well, you know, what you could do is you could. Well, what you meant was this and that is totally legal. No. What are you doing? You're rewriting the bill for Obamacare. No. Glenn. He's got a secret plan. He's got them right where he wants them. Where? In progressive Marxist land? That seems to where he wants them. And he seems to be going that way. I think the guy is absolutely spineless. Spineless. Clarence Thomas was right. He just doesn't want to make any waves, and he'll legislate there because you can't get it done in Congress. I mean, it's bad. Well, there's a new ruling coming out. Could be as early as today on abortion. Woo! Well, good thing that's not controversial. That's probably the thing that John Roberts is going to stand with, just to set the country on fire. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't think he believes in repealing abortion or, you know, making it tough to get an abortion in America. But these guys are all about revolution. Oh, by the way, Russia is installing a new facial recognition tech in every school. You know what they're calling it? Orwell. Not kidding.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you need a pair of premium wireless earbuds that actually stick in your ear and don't hurt. It's Raycon. That's the way to go. Raycon start at half the price of the premium brands on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Their everyday E25 earbuds are the best model yet, with 6 hours of playtime, more bass, and more comfortable. Noise-isolating fit so you can rock all day long. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/back. That's buyraycon.com/back.